Welcome back with Effit, with me, Fran.
And me, Elma.
We're so excited for you to be joining us, but we are way more excited for our very first guest.
And it had to be the one and only, Georgia Steele!
I mean, you are my best friend, so obviously
you had to
I want
to be
here, and I wanted to be the first.
Yeah, no, you had to. Like so much has been going on for you.
Yeah, no, I'm excited to be here and I feel like it'll be a good pod because I know you both like very well and you know me, so it'll be fun.
We're gonna have fun.
Yeah,
we are.
It's gonna be like a little chat like we normally have.
It's gonna be like our WhatsApp group calls.
I would usually exactly. I'd get nervous at these things, but it's you two, so it's fine.
It's fine.
We love
it's family that. It's family.
Okay, so should we get straight into it about how
go on, ask me the questions. Oh, each one of us met. Okay. I met you in Bonnie and Clyde.
Yeah.
So I think I just did the show. So this is like 2018, long time ago. I walked in there, didn't I? I wanted like to look at the clothes or whatever. And then we just became close from that. And then you went on the show. And I obviously supported you on the show. And then that was it, really.
Yeah. And I think too, where you had come from York.
Yeah.
You sort of didn't really know anyone in the area. And I was like, I'll walk you through the high street.
Yeah.
Like, I'll show you where I like to get my coffee. Yeah. My banana cakes.
Yeah. You were like, goat, let's say, of Essex.
You actually are. Yeah, you are. I mean, she still is. She's in and out, but she still is.
I'm like, this is my high street. This is where I go.
I don't know how I met you, Elm. I can't remember.
I can't remember how I met Fran either, so don't worry.
I can't remember how we met.
I can't remember what the first ever interaction was, no, but we did get very close very quickly. We even lived together in the lockdown, so that was always fun. That was very fun.
That was a crazy time. That was a crazy time.
Me and Fran were speaking before and we were like, do we speak about the stories of us three being together, like our Ibiza trip? And then I was like, we'll just touch base and just say it was wild. It was
wild.
Very wild.
We've had some wild times.
Yeah,
I'm glad we've gone through it all, girls, because like we've got it out of our system, we've done our stuff.
Yeah,
you're getting married now. Me and Elma are still on the shelf.
I always say though, Joe has said this to me the other day, and I said, you should really, as amazing as it is to find someone and have your person, you should really enjoy your time being single and being by yourself. I say it to you as well,
all the time.
And I just think you time is so important, and that right person just comes along whenever. Yeah.
Definitely agree with you there. I think as well, because I've obviously been stung in the past a bit with some situations, I love being single. Like, I love having fun, having the freedom and doing what I want when I want. Mm. But yeah, I mean, I'd love to meet someone one day and settle down. It's just got to be the right person. It's got to make me want to stop having like the freedom I have and like the independence I have.
Yeah,
definitely.
Because I do love that.
Do you think it's helped you more with work being single?
Do you know what? I don't know, you know. I think there's two sides to it because I think if you meet someone that brings out the best in you, obviously you're going to excel in your work because you're going to be really happy. You're going to feel really confident. Whereas that on your own, it is like only you. So the days when you maybe don't feel like you want to get a picture or I want to go to a shoot, I've got to be the one that talks sense into myself. Like
that's a good point, actually.
Yeah, you haven't got like a partner to be like, baby, you look amazing, like go and smash it, or like you're fine, don't worry. And you know, like opinions when you're in the public eye is so harsh sometimes. It's like my friends and family, great support, but sometimes you would love a partner to be like, oh, babe, ignore it. Like someone that really knows you on a deep level. But then also, like I said, I have the freedom. I can do what I want when I want. I don't have anxiety. Like if I have a trip with work or a shoot with work, I don't have to think, oh, is it falling on a date of like my partners? Have we booked something or whatever? Because then that would cause anxiety as well. So I think there's pros and cons in either department, really.
Mm. I think being in the public eye, it does make you a little bit like selfish in that sense as well. I think we all think like, because we've all got so much going on actually. So I completely get that. That makes a lot more sense. Do you think that your past situations, obviously where you have been stung, have reflected on how you feel about relationships moving forward?
I'd like to think I've definitely healed. I mean, it's been a long time. I've been single now. And I think I did that. That needed to happen, like COVID times, like when I moved back in with mum and dad. I think I needed that time to really like face all the trauma. And you guys know I went through like certain situations and whatever. And I was ill, I'd say, at one point. But I think I was like, having to process everything. So I'd like to say I'm healed, but I'd also like to say I'm very, because I've been able to be on my own now for such a long period of time, and like I've got the house, I've got my cat, I've got amazing mates, like my friends and my world, like they really are. So I don't know, I think I'm just a little bit more fussy, I'm a bit more, it has to be right, I take my time. And I definitely, which is sad really, but I definitely look at people and like pen to paper, whether they're someone that I could be with, rather than just going off instinct, which is a shame, because I do think like you should just go off vibes and what you feel in the moment. But I think from my previous experiences, I'm definitely more cautious now, and I like to know who they are, what their background is, what's their intentions. I'm a lot more finicky about them type of things.
For people who are listening and don't actually know what you're referring to, would you say the big one was the fraudster situation, which you did do a documentary on?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a really, really hard time. I'm not going to lie, like really tricky, tricky time to navigate. I was only young as well. I was only 20. So, yeah, it was tough, that. And then obviously Elmer was with me. I went through a situation, I believe, after the fraudster as well, which is where me and Elmer really bonded, because she was like my rock, which was quite a tough situation.
We got through everything.
Together. I don't know what I'd do without her at that time. Like, moved her in. You're living with me! Yeah. Like, I can't do this on my own. And obviously went through another hard situation there. So I think both of them was tough.
Do you think it makes you find it harder to trust? Like, is trust a massive thing now? Like, I feel like you've always been quite strongly with how you feel about trusting people. Yeah. Like, you don't really let anyone in anyway, but do you think it's made it a lot harder now?
Do you know what? I think it's quite, I don't know whether it happens with growth anyway. As you get older, you get more, your circle gets smaller and you get more protective and whatever. When I look back at myself at like 2019, I was so like open. Whereas now I am very closed. I think
you're a lot more reserved.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. 100. I'm really hard to approach, I think.
I noticed that when we go to like events, or if we just go out in general.
Yeah,
I'm very chatty.
Yeah, you are
super open.
I am as well.
And you just yeah,
yeah, you I mean, both are.
Whereas you are really reserved when you're with us, but when it's just like this, you are.
Oh my god, I'm myself.
A different person.
Because I love you and I trust you and I know you, like, do you know what I mean?
We've got your best interests at
heart. We go back years. Like, I trust you. I can tell you anything. Whereas until someone's kind of earned that and I believe I can trust them, that's when I'll get to that point. But straight off the back of meeting someone, nah, I don't trust you until over a period of time.
See, I was going to say, I don't think that you're unapproachable, but now you've said that and now we've said how we are, actually, you can, I don't think you can be unapproachable. I just think you're a lot more, you give
guarded.
Give the impression that it you wouldn't necessarily be like, hi, give me a kiss and a cuddle. You'd be a bit more like,
make them work for it, babe. Make them work for it. And why not?
I know,
We're too easy.
No, I wish I was more like that, and unfortunately I'm just not. But like the people that know me, I'm so open with the people that I love and like the people that are close. My circle, I've got you. Like, I will tell you everything. You know everything about me. But it just takes time to cross.
And there's nothing wrong with that. I think that's after everything you've gone through, realistically, that is that the best, you've acted upon it the best way possible.
You said a minute ago about how you should just go off like vibes and go with your instincts. But we watched you on your Love Island All Stars and you very much went with your vibes then.
True, yeah.
You did actually trust your instinct more in that scenario.
Yeah, true. I mean, it didn't work out though, did it? This is why I don't trust my gut. No, I mean, do you know what? No regrets, but
We were screaming at the TV. Yeah. Like, this is not right.
No, it was a lot. I was speaking to Sharon, your mum, and honestly, there was time we were crying, we were laughing. It was a lot. The whole thing was a lot. But I do think that if you wasn't in that show, the All Stars wouldn't have been as great as it was. So you definitely brought every aspect of it. You made us laugh, you made us cry, you made us scream, you made us shout. But it was perfect. Like, it literally was. When we watched you, I feel like even while you was in there in a couple, like, we watched you as a couple grow as well.
Definitely.
Obviously quite nice, but obviously we said it didn't work out.
It didn't work out.
I, from when I was watching, I did really feel like you was being really open, because obviously you knew him prior.
Yeah.
So you had that like trust thing there.
This is what I mean. Yeah, sorry, I don't mean to.
No.
But that's what I mean. Like, if I've known someone for a period of time, right, they cut and I trust them and whatever, they come before anyone, because it takes me so long to trust nowadays, because obviously my trust has been broken so many times and I've been stung so bad that it does take me time to trust someone. So if there's someone there that I have history with, unfortunately, even if I'm maybe not as compatible with them as, say, the next, the way I am, I feel like it's more comfortable to be with someone that I've known for a period of time, because I just don't trust people. Like, people change. People are that's why that happened. Like, that's a deep thing, that.
And I think as well, relating to like your experience on All Stars, Love Island All Stars, it was you and Toby didn't actually end beforehand when you was talking. It wasn't like anything happened and it was bad. And naturally you was drawn to him anyway. Yeah. You know what I mean?
And I'd even say now, like, there's no hard feelings with me and Toby. Like, I think he's a nice boy, but we're in completely different circumstances in life, hence why I do totally feel like we're incompatible. In there, we were kind of compatible, because you don't have the outside noise, you're in a different circumstance. Whereas in real life, I really don't think we were. And that's no one's fault. Like, I don't hold him against that or anything like that. And I don't know, like, whether with Callum it would have been maybe more compatible, I don't know. But the way I am, if I've got history with someone, unfortunately, I am going to go with that, because that's where I feel comfortable, because I don't trust people because of past traumas.
Yeah.
Do you think in there, like, he may have took a bit of advantage of the fact that he had this, like, previous thing with you? Yeah. Do you think he played on that more, or?
I'd like to think not, but the people around me, see, you've even come up with that. Like, the people around me that I feel care about me and love me and know how I am, maybe think that was maybe a motive. I don't like to think that, but people around me who love me have, you're not the first to have that opinion. Let's say that.
Yeah, people have, like, that I've spoken to, obviously in our industry, everyone. And people who are friends with him are like, he's the most amazing boy, he's amazing, he's this and that. And I just think, obviously, if you're in a couple with someone, it's like a totally different person.
Yeah.
Like, they will never understand. And this is like female saying, I'm like, you'll never understand because you're not going out with
them. Yeah, no, I totally agree. Do you know what? It didn't ever get really deep with Toby. Like, there's only a few boys that I've really ever been in love with, and like, unfortunately, I wasn't in love with Toby, so it wasn't horrendous breakup or anything like that. It was just, obviously, I was a bit shocked it was so soon. Like, we never really had the opportunity to grow anything.
Do you think you could have done? Do you think
truthfully, no, I don't think so. No,
he was very much doing all of the stuff that happens anyway when you leave the show. Like, we know, like, all the events and all the things that you get invited to. I feel like he was really more concentrated on that than spending and making effort with you. Yeah. That was just my opinion.
I 100% agree with that.
Yeah, and I don't think he's a bad guy or anything like that. I will never throw shade his way. I think he's a lovely guy. I just think we were totally, totally incompatible. And I do hate to think so, but did he know that? I don't know. Do you know what I mean?
He also thought that, you mean?
As in, like,
did he just ride it out for the sake of the purposes of the show? Yeah.
And, like, I don't know. Yeah. I mean, obviously, when we were in the show, he knew I lived in York and he lived in London. And that was, like, one of the main reasons why we, like, broke up. Yeah. So I was like, but you knew that in there. Do you know what I mean?
Mm. Would you ever come back to London?
If I were to meet someone in London, yeah. Because I've got, like, my best friends here. I mean, I have my best friends in York as well. But it's hard because in York, I'm the only one that kind of does the influencing modelling world. So, you know what our schedules are like. They're like here, there and everywhere. Yeah. So it can be really hard to kind of, I mean, they always stay over at mine, my mates. But I don't know. I do miss, like, the friends that you can go to events with last minute.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Should we pop Avids? Yeah. Like, I miss that.
There's more
that,
to that do would be Fran.
That would be me.
Yeah, I'd be like, I can't, it's too far. I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah. We can't even get in touch with you. So.
I'm like, anything for a new lip gloss and an apple spritz, I'm there.
Yeah, literally. But yeah, if I were to meet someone that lived in London, yeah.
I'm going to go through my London little contact list and because we want you back.
On the topic of modelling.
Yeah.
How are you feeling about you've done catwalk?
I know.
How amazing is that?
Girls, you look so good.
You look unbelievable.
5'4" girly over here doing a lingerie catwalk. I was like,
even the dress rehearsals, you know, when you was doing the rehearsals, who was it that took the video? Someone took it, and I must have been like your management maybe, took the video, and I was like, she looks good. She was wearing like you was wearing like a matte coat, and you still get. I was like, oh my god, you look great. Yeah, the face, everything.
Obviously, I've never walked before, and I know like it was always my dream to walk. Don't get me wrong, like I think there's so much like excitement with that, like the whole scenario, like the backstage and everything, and the like. All the models thrill. Together. Yeah, such like a thrill. But I never really thought I'd have the opportunity to do that because obviously I'm only quite short. But yeah, no, having it was insane. And obviously when I did my first walk, there was like a teacher there, like the catwalk teacher. And she even pulled me to the side. She was like, is this your first walk? And I was like, yeah. And she was like, wow, like, I'm just going to give you a few tips, but my gosh, you'd think like you've done it before. I was like, oh my God, all them times right?
Have you been like, practicing in your bedroom, Jay?
No, like when I was a little girl, I used to watch the VS shows and I used to like do the little walk and stuff. So I was thinking, oh.
So that's a dream really then.
Yeah, it's like, totally. Unreal. Proper dream. Like,
I love that.
It was insane. And I was actually the only girl that, so there was 5 walks, right? It's a bit like a choreography. So there's 5 walks. Most girls would do like 2 of the walks. So like in between each set, they'd be able to get changed. Mm. 5 walks.
Well done.
And I honestly know one time when I was coming off the stage, I must have had 2 ladies literally like, all you're not embarrassed anymore because like everyone's seen it's everything.
Just, yeah. Point.
Yeah. Knickers off. I was thinking, oh my gosh. But it was like, yeah, what an amazing experience. And doing it with a brand that I've worked with since I was like so young and modeled for since I was tiny, I feel like, yeah, it was amazing.
It's
and
an
I wouldn't have wanted to, yeah, I wouldn't have wanted to do it with any other brand. Like my first walk was with Hunky Motor, and yeah, I mean, I love the brand, I love the concept behind the brand, I love everything about it. So it was, yeah, it was a pinch me moment for sure.
Oh, amazing. No, we was really proud of you.
Yeah,
we knew that this was something that was really important to you.
Yeah.
And obviously, like you said, that you watched the Victoria's Secret shows. There was, when you was growing up, like you said, you was like, my height would be a problem. But nowadays, like even in that show, everyone was of like different shapes and sizes, different heights, different races. Like it was super inclusive.
Yeah, totally. Another reason why I like working with that brand, like Hogan Camilla, are very about women empowerment and like very much about your individuality is your power and like how everyone's got different sizes. Some people have had babies and have got stretch marks and are embracing it. Like I like all that. It was amazing, but I just never ever thought, like, obviously I've done like, I did pageants when I was young and obviously do the modeling now and stuff, but yeah, I just never ever thought I would do catwalk ever. It was amazing, my first catwalk debut.
Yay,
I
mean, we're proud of you.
Was the amazing pageant stuff more intense
when I was a kid? I think I did one for like Miss Great Britain or something when I was like 14 and I had a photo shoot and stuff. I can't really remember, to be honest. It wasn't like super intense. It was more like the photo. Everything was online at this point.
Yeah.
So it was more like getting votes online and stuff like that. All I had to do was attend a photo shoot. So I was loving it. I was
that is so good. 40.
Yeah. I know. How cute
would you
be?
I'll find the photos somewhere.
But, yeah, we need them.
Yeah, it's hilarious. It's so funny.
I'd love to see them.
I have this little like red dress and I'm like, oh.
I'm surprised they're not around the house at your mum's.
No. I know. Sharon is she's so proud of everything you do.
Yeah,
she's you could breathe. She's like, gorgeous. That's my baby girl.
We love Sharon is the best. She's the number one cheerleader.
Yeah, she is. She's like that with Alfie though. Like Alfie's obviously doing really well with footy now, and she's very much also like that with Alfie.
Yeah.
I actually asked her because I just got back from Crete with the family. They're still out there, and I did say to her, like, why do you think you are so, like, supportive like that? And basically, actually comes from a deep-rooted issue. So when she was a kid, she couldn't... she was really good at badminton, right?
Mm.
Random. And basically, she really wanted to, like, succeed, but you need to have, like, loads of money behind you. Now, back in the day, obviously, women... Like, my granddad's mindset would be women would marry and would never have to work and don't need to have, like, an achievement or ambition.
Cause, I think
like,
that was pretty standard.
Yeah. So my granddad would say to her, like, no, you're going to be provided for by a man, like, what are you doing? And she always says, like, I never had the opportunity to do my dream. And she went, I think I would have really done well with it. Aww. So, like, I always said to myself, if my kids have a dream, I'm, like...
pushing.
Yeah, I'm behind them. I'm going to, like, do everything for them. And I think that is, like, what she did. Like, for me, like, with the acting and modelling and stuff, like, she would drive me here, there and everywhere with
That's
Alfie.
That's so special.
And his football. Like, yeah. But it comes from a deep place of, mm-hmm. like, she had fear of missing out as a kid, so she don't want to give it to us. Yeah. It's really special, yeah.
That is special. And it's and she's, like, pushed you both to do so well as well. Just for everyone that doesn't know as well, Alfie is, I was going to say Sharon's little brother. No. Alfie is G's little brother.
Yeah, he's...
He's not little anymore, though, is he?
No, he's not. He's so tall now. He's taller than my mum and dad. He's, like, 6 foot something. Oh, but no,
it's crazy.
He's my world as well. It's, yeah, we're very close, me and Alfie. He's the first to tell me, like, absolutely not. If I'm dating a guy, he's like, absolutely not.
We like, love that from Alfie.
Siblings get it right, yeah. Though.
But he's nasty to me. But it's like, no one else can be nasty. Do you know what I mean?
I think it's the brother-sister relationship.
Yeah. But no, yeah, we love each other very much. We tell each other everything.
Yeah, you've got a really good family setup. Even, like, your mum's even cheerleaders for us.
Oh, my
She's
God.
Yeah, 100%.
Number one. Sharon is always my number. She reacts to every story on social media. She's always, always,
100%.
Always. Yeah, and you know
like, part of
She's a proper girl's gal.
Yeah, she is.
You're part of the fam. So she's going to back you. Like, she'd back you all the way now.
Sharon,
she's always at the end.
We love you. She's always you, Sharon. We love you.
I don't. You'll end up crying.
She will. She's always at the end of the fight. Oh, that's God, why yeah. I love her.
She, oh, yeah, she'd always be there for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Next question.
I know. I was just having a little look. I
didn't want to look at it.
Do you? Right. So you were saying that you have some exciting things coming up next week. What are you up to? Catch us up.
So. This month has been hectic, okay? This is my first week in the country this whole month. I had a shoot in Mykonos. I had a brand trip in Ibiza. I then went to Crete with the family. I was meant to be there for 10 days. I came back after 6 because I just needed a minute at home. So when I go away, I do really optimize on it. Like, even being in Crete with my family, I optimize on it every day. Content. Get some pictures. Like, even my mum is very much like, right, change bikini, we'll do another photo shoot, like, just so I've got the content, because that is my niche. Like, yeah. I get booked mostly for bikini and lingerie stuff.
Not so surprised, because the body is bodying.
20 out of zillion out of 10. Really? Yeah, every time.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's like the. I mean, I'd like to go more into like the fashion, like. I really would. Like, your page is gorgeous with all the fashion and stuff. And I'd love to go more that way and maybe branch out to a bit more like luxury brands, like clothing that I get excited to wear. Do you know what I mean? And I'd love to maybe go into that. But I think that will come with age. Like, I am still only 26. So I want to optimize on what's working for me at the moment.
Yeah, I think definitely with like fashion brands, like, that's mainly what I do.
Yeah.
But that's because I'm actually a bit too scared to go online in my underwear.
Yeah.
I think it's a different thing for me. I've
just done it.
Been away previously, and you're like, no, you look so good, just do it. I'm like, nah. No. Not for me.
You need more body confidence, Fran, because your body's
insane.
As well. She looks so good.
I really try.
No, you look amazing. I don't know, I've always done it, haven't I?
Yeah.
Like, you've got to think, when I first did Love Island at 19 and I came out, I was getting booked for bikini, lingerie. So I don't know any different.
Yeah, for sure. But it's amazing to have that confidence with it.
I agree.
Anyway. But like you say, I love your fashion reels that you do. The one with Coupe have been so good.
Yeah, I love them. See, love them. I love that brand. Like, when I love the clothing, I love doing the content.
Yeah.
But like,
you can tell anyway. I think content delivers better when you love what you love.
Yeah,
it's organic.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. So yeah.
And you style things very, like, classic. I feel like Fran's a very classic styler, but I feel like you can style yours quite classic as well. Like,
I think we have quite similar tastes in some aspects.
Yeah.
I'm probably a little bit more of, like, older with it, though, sometimes.
You're, like, old money. You're, like, old money. That kind of...
I was just saying I dress like I'm from the 1950s.
No. It's like, I think the genre is old money.
I think you dress like...
Trendy Wendy.
Yeah.
You dress... Oh, she's got the combats on today, guys, for
you
those
dress
who aren't
cool.
seeing it.
But nice, though, but also clean and, like, clean cut. I think you dress like, old... like really
today I'm not. I've got
no
the,
you're called
your track your trainers.
What
little
did you,
cardigan.
Yeah, it's called old
no,
money.
Yeah, no, what did you say? Sophisticated, like you dress what really sophisticated.
You are.
I think I dress a bit of both.
Yeah.
Yeah, you are. You're a mix of both.
Yeah.
That's true.
I'm a bit of both.
Yeah, like you would probably wear something that would be more like sexy, whereas I would not even bother touching it.
I'll do it for both.
And me. Yeah, thank you so much.
She's the medium between us.
There's no point. And you dress quite sexy as well. Like
depends
on a night
what
out. I'm like, go on, girls. Yeah, it is though. I do think when you wake up in the morning, it is down to how you feel that day. Like sometimes I want to dress like a bit gothy and I think, oh, like kind of enjoying this, like all black, chunky Doc Martens. Like you kind of can get
how you feel in the day. Totally agree. I'm very classic though. I like very just basic pieces. Pair of jeans, black blazer.
Yeah, I don't buy things that are fashion.
No, neither do I.
I think I do. I'm like too quick. Yeah, well, I think I'll buy things that I think will look nice there and then I'm very much like, right, I'm done now. Don't want to wear that. Don't want to see that ever again. And then that's me done. Whereas like, I feel like you both keep pieces in your wardrobe that you've, I mean, I was going through my wardrobe recently and I was like, I've had that for years and I've never touched it. Whereas like, I feel like if you've had stuff in your wardrobe for years, it's because you wear it a lot and you like it.
Yeah,
both of you are like that. Whereas I'm like, I'll just keep it there because it looks nice. And then I'm like, I hate it. Get it.
You've got a lot of clothes in your wardrobe.
She
could outdo us.
I'm a holder. I'm an actual holder.
Okay, I'm glad you said before me. She is a holder. When she lived with me, right, we had to get plastic boxes every week to like maintain all the clothes.
It was so bad.
Obviously, we get sent stuff, don't we, girl?
Yeah.
So, but like, I would like go through that and maybe keep like a couple of things. Oh no, this one. She's ordering more. She's like,
it was so bad.
I can't have enough. No, to the addiction.
No,
yeah,
it was 100%. Really bad.
But and then I had the storage unit, which made it even worse. It was like I would keep more stuff, and it's just a cycle. It's a cycle.
Slight hoarder there.
Yeah. I've been wanting to go to her storage unit so bad because I love clearing out.
Right. Okay.
I'm like a psycho. Like I love clearing out. I love reselling things and getting my money back for stuff. Like I'm a proper buy and sell, and then I replace it with something else that I love. So I've been like dying to get into that storage unit.
I mean,
like,
that'd give me pure anxiety.
Yeah, G hated it when I lived with her. She was each other.
I did not hate it. So happy you living with.
No, not that. No, you didn't hate me living with you. I mean, the boxes that you'd be like, "There's another box.
Yeah,
there's another box."
I'd like have to lie.
Yeah,
that was hilarious.
You're minimal like me. Like very I don't minimal. Like a lot of stuff around me. I get stressed out.
You know, my house girls like my house is minimal.
Yeah.
No clutter anywhere.
No.
Yeah, I get it. Gives me anxiety.
Same.
My brain can't function.
No, I'm like organized mess everywhere constantly.
Yeah, my mum's like, what are you?
But my mum's like that.
Yeah.
I'm not like that.
Yeah, I feel like I'm tidying my wardrobe every day.
I do that every day.
Like, what are you doing? I'm tidying my wardrobe. Clearing out.
Yeah, I'm like, I do.
Getting organized. I'm just like, what are you getting organized for? I was like, life.
Yeah.
I say it and don't do it. I'm like, yeah, I'm
you are tidy though. You're not messy.
No, I'm not. I think there's a difference.
You're super clean.
Yeah, I'm clean.
You're very hygienic.
Just to clear that up, everyone. I'm very hygienic. I shower twice a day.
You are really clean.
No, but I mean, in terms of, it's like, it's organized mess for me. It's like my brain works better when everything is everywhere because I can tell you where that clip is. It's going to be under the sofa to the left. Like, I know it's there.
Like
but I'm not going to go and pick it up unless I need it.
Yeah,
every time we go on live, you're doing ironing.
I'm forever doing something. There's always a chore.
Yeah, you're always doing something.
Yeah.
That's
not sit still for long enough.
Yeah.
But we need to have an intervention about this hoarding thing though, because we're gonna have to go in and tear into that wardrobe.
Maybe we should discuss this deeper.
Yeah. Next episode.
Where does hoarding come from? There must be like a situation that causes you to be a hoarder.
My dad.
Is your dad a hoarder?
My dad's such a hoarder.
Right, that'll be what it
is
then.
Yeah, 100%. I think my dad's a hoarder because he saw war. So I feel like because he wasn't able to keep anything because of the war, naturally now whatever he gets, he keeps hold of and he does. It's almost like separation anxiety.
Because
he doesn't want to lose touch of anything. He doesn't have anything from his childhood, no pictures, nothing. And he always talks about that. So I feel like that's something that's like been embedded in us. Where it's like, I can't throw that away because, you know, I might need that picture that I took or a picture that I basically, I don't know, found
no photo,
nothing, not a single photo. I remember I kept a napkin from Nando's because it said, wipe that smile off your face. That must have been when I was itchy 12 years old, and I've still got it at home. And I'm like, why? Why do I need that? And I just thought it was because it was really quite rude. Like, it was like, wipe that smile off your face. You shouldn't be wiping a smile off your face. But it was on a tissue, and I remember saying it to my dad. My dad was like, you should write to them, you know, like, you should write and see if you could get free Nando's. This is back, like, oh. There was only like a few Nando's. And I was like, I'm going to keep that because that's a memory.
Yeah.
So I don't throw anything away. Like, it's actually how really crazy. Bad.
I have a drawer of things like I kept, like sentimental, like little things from holidays. Like when me and Ed first went to Oppa, and it was like, I had such a good time. I kept like a little piece of the plate.
Is it
like
called
the smash
Oppa
plate.
Or Opa?
Oppa.
It's Oppa.
Oh, I call it Opa.
Yeah, so like I do that. I keep little things, but only if they actually give me a memory. Like, I've got our first holiday, like, flight ticket still.
Yeah.
Like, little things, which is, I think,
cute. Yeah, that's cute.
It's not necessarily hoarding, but I think my mum's a hoarder, and I think she sent me the opposite way. So now I'm like, me and my sister could be like, what's that over there? Mum would just be like, throwing that window, because she's just like, I might need that for Pizza Hut. It's like, babe, you don't even eat Pizza Hut.
Yeah. Totally get you. Definitely. Yeah. I'm not a hoarder at all.
No.
I'm not. I'm like, clutter gone.
Yeah.
Memory gone. We'll make the other one. I'm terrible. I don't have like a sentimental box or anything.
Do you not?
No.
That's great. That's just not
how you.
I've got one for every month.
I just think, what's the point in looking back? You move forward and you like make new things. That's how I am.
Nice.
That's a good logic.
Your memories are in there. You don't need to reminisce because you're going to make more.
Yeah. I can't relate to that.
No.
Sometimes, like, I'll like be going through things, and like, my dad's no longer with us, but he like gave me like this little ring. It was literally probably like £3. But if I'm like going through my jewelry, and like, sometimes I'll see it and I'll be like, oh,
my
and
dad,
it just reminds you.
Yeah. See, things like that, I would have.
So I get like associated things with memories and stuff. Like, I think that's why my love language is presents, which we covered last time.
I was gonna ask if the trolling, obviously, when you went on Love Island All Star, was actually dramatic. But it was horrible. It was horrible for the people that are close to you, mum, dad, family in general, obviously us as well, like seeing it and watching it and witnessing it and it being so like public. How was it for you? Because obviously it's very, we know what it was like for us, but how was it for you?
Do you know what, like, I don't know, it affects me more knowing the people that I love were affected by it than it does me. Like, whatever to me, it doesn't affect me, but it affects me thinking about the people that I love and love me upset. Makes me more upset that you two were upset and my mum was upset and my brother was getting DMs. That's what affects me. Mm-hmm. Joe down the road having an opinion about me.
Yeah, I get it.
But it's the people that I love getting upset that it affects me more. Mm. Like, I don't know, I'm really, the people that are in my circle are like everything to me. And the people outside of that, I'm not really, I don't have emotional connection to like the outside world. Like, I'm not really like, it doesn't affect me too.
Yeah, they're not a part of you, so therefore it doesn't matter.
But the people that I like, say if like you had an opinion about something, oh my God, I'd really take that on board and I'd like process it and be like, wow, okay. Whereas like a stranger, I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, I totally agree with,
do you know what I mean?
You said there, I'm sort of the same. But I think for us, and definitely for your mum, like on your dad, your brother and everything, it was the reading some things and you just think, oh, you don't even know her. Like, what are you talking about?
That's frustration. It's so frustrating because it's like we wanna like shout and project how we feel based on what we're watching and based on what we know. Like, we know so much more.
Yeah,
and obviously, you've got to remember,
things
are edited and snipped for the purposes of the show. It's
exactly,
like the whole
point
that's of
what
it.
I mean.
So it is, I think that was what it was for us. It was so frustrating.
And when we was on lives and like people were like, how can you even be friends with her? And we're just thinking, mate, you're watching
you
2 seconds of the day.
Yeah, you literally like, come on. I actually had an interview recently about like, because obviously I've been watching the recent series and Harriet was getting a lot of hate at one point, right? And my outlook on that, if I'm totally honest with you, is if someone's causing drama within a reality TV show that's making you want to watch the show and keeping you entertained, no matter if they're controversial or not, they should be praised because they're giving you entertainment.
That's what
it's not real live. It's a reality TV show. Things are dramatized to create entertainment. Before TOWIE, they have a snippet where it goes, this is true life. However, things might have been dramatized for your the pleasure of your entertainment.
Yeah,
I do believe that.
that
should be put on before Love Island.
Yeah.
Because we've all been in the experience and we all know how things are maybe shown to cause entertainment. Like, you only have 1 hour in that you watch in 24 hours, so they're going to show the dramatic part.
Yeah, like they'll like pan to people's faces at different times. Yeah. It'll be like someone looks like they're screw facing, but really they're not screw facing
exactly.
at that time.
Exactly.
They do, yeah, they do.
You make a really good point that it should be shown before that show.
Yeah, totally. I think it should. And I think the people that are giving you the drama, yeah, they're controversial, whatever. You might disagree with what they're doing, but it's not a reflection on them as a person. Yeah. It's like, it's a show.
On our live, we was like, listen, if G wasn't doing this, you'd have nothing to talk about.
Exactly.
And I'm going back to what I said at the beginning of this pod. I feel like you made that show. Like, I do actually feel like you made that show. Because it was, don't get me wrong, it was hard to watch at times. And it was really frustrating. But it would have just been a very like smooth sailing land. I couldn't imagine what the drama would have been if
everyone was getting along way too well.
I feel like as well. I don't know. I'm gonna ask you this before I answer it. But do you think that obviously an All Stars experience is completely different to obviously like a authentic like just a Love Island? Because obviously people go in there with some sort of status anyway. Yeah. So everyone is so very conscious of like not messing up. Especially if they've messed up the first time, not messing up the second time because they don't want to have that reflection when they come back.
Yeah.
So do you think that like that played a part on people's actions in the villa?
Yeah, totally. I definitely do. Like when I first did it in 2018, it wasn't as big as what it was. I think my series was the first to really take off.
Yeah, it was peak.
It was.
And so me going in at 19, I had no expectations at all. I was like, free holiday, in the sun, for a month or maybe a week. I'll have a bit of fun, some fit boys, why not? That was my outlook. And that's probably why, like, I had such a good time in there, was because like I was so carefree and like I had such a journey in there, like figuring out everything and went through some altercations and whatever. And obviously going in again as an all-star, my outlook was very similar to that, because for me, I didn't need to do it. Like I already have, like I'm happy with where I am in my life. Like I've got my house and I'm really settled, and my outlook going back in there was, oh, bit of fun, why not? Like, if it amounts to anything amazing. Oh, sorry. If it amounts to anything amazing, but I'm really happy with where I am, we'll see what happens. Like, whatever. Like, that was my outlook again. But I don't know whether that is the same. I'd like to think that's the same for everyone. But obviously, everyone's situations are different. Everyone comes from a different place. So, I don't know. But for me, it was definitely the same.
I think that's a good attitude to go
with.
Yeah. 100%. How do you feel? You said you're watching this one. How do you feel about Joey going in?
You know what? I wouldn't actually want to be Joey, because I feel like if you're going in there being like different, I find that really hard. Mm. I think he's done really well, if I'm honest.
I do.
But I do think that must be hard, that, because like they've already got a pre-perception of you.
Yep.
That's difficult.
Yeah.
And also if someone's already got an outlook on you, it's really hard to change that. Yeah.
I do think Joey is a very loved person, generally speaking. Yeah, like he's got more people that love him than
he's genuinely like, really kind.
Yeah,
person.
He is, and yeah, I think that's why. I think because people can see him.
I love it.
Jesus, glaring over, smiling.
Oh, so
she's getting hot in here just by the mention of his name.
No, what's going on?
Someone put the AC back on. But I do think, like, when I was watching it, the girl he was dating, she's obviously left now.
Yeah.
She was literally, like, ringing off things that have happened.
Howie, this is what I mean.
Stuff like that. I felt really sorry for him.
Yeah, weird. Didn't like that.
When people say stuff like that to you, it makes you feel really awkward. And you're almost like, I don't know.
Yeah, they've got a pre-perception.
Yeah, baby.
And it's like they're basing,
vibe.
They're basing you off what they have seen of you, but don't know of you. And I think that's like a massive, massive thing.
Yeah.
Because maybe that's why the Love Island All-Star was so much better for the cast that went in, because it's like, use as much as you've had a perception necessary like of each other, you didn't necessarily base it off that, because
everyone, you're all in the same boat.
You're all in the same boat. So I feel like that is where it's different with Joey. So I don't know if Look, obviously for everyone's sake, I hope that he, and his own sake, that I hope that he does actually find love in there. But it would be so difficult for him.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's really hard because if someone was to approach me and go, oh, I watched you on, I would instantly disconnect from the conversation.
Yeah, 100%.
I'd be like, you've already got
you're invested as me as the person off the telly, not me as the person standing in front of you.
Yeah. Like, and get to know me because that's a reality TV show.
Yeah.
Get to know the real person.
Yeah. And if I wasn't on TV, would you have even come over and said hello to me? Like, what is your agenda?
Yeah, exactly. Hmm. So it is hard for him, but I think he's doing really well. I mean, obviously, with the Samantha situation, I think that was tough, but kind of reflecting, I don't really know how he could have navigated that in a better way.
Yeah, to be fair, I think he handled that situation as best as he could have.
And he wanted to talk to her after, so I kind of felt...
I felt sorry for him.
I did. I wanted to hug him. I
felt sorry for Samantha, but I felt very sorry for Joey.
I think she's going to come back in. I think she'll come in and Catherine Moore.
Do you think?
Yeah.
And I think we love a speculation
between Joey and Grace. They'll have a little bicker and then she'll come back in at Casa Amor.
Oh,
that's my opinion. You heard it here first.
We're knowing that.
Inserts of G still. That's what I think will happen.
Yeah. Should we round it up with our last question?
Yeah, let's do it. So I was going to ask you, what person or thing would you say F it to? Obviously, this can be beeped out. So
if you want to say a name,
if you want to drop a name, you can do. But just in general in life, like thinking about where you are right now, one thing you'd say F it, or one person you'd say F it to.
F it, I'd move abroad.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Where would you move?
Dubai.
Oh. Babes, me too. I come there with
you. Do you know what? Yeah, I'd literally be like, right, let's start fresh. But I think because I've got like my own setup here, I love my house. My house is like gorge and like, I love my job, my friends, whatever. For me to restart, I'd want it a certain standard. Do you know what I mean? Because I've set up a standard here for myself. So like if I was to go to Dubai, it's like I'm doing it all over again.
It's very young there. There's so much opportunity there and it's...
Sun's nice.
Sun is nice. Yeah,
it makes you happier.
Content is easy.
Yeah, for me, the content would be brilliant in Dubai. It's
you'd look great.
And it is bikini safe.
Yeah, I would actually love to do that, but I don't know. That's what I'd say. Fuck it, Dave. Fuck it, I'm going to Dubai.
You say F it.
I was like, F it, I'm going to Dubai.
I love it. Oh, we love that. We've loved having you on here so much.
Thanks.
We are honoured to have you as our first guest. We love
we
you.
We are so happy.
I'm so it had to be to Jay. Like, didn't even feel like I was doing a pod. Just felt like I was with my baby.
Just at home. Amazing.
Just at home.
Having a chat.
Having a cappuccino.
Can't believe we didn't have a cup of tea.
I know. That's poor from us.
Outrageous.
Yeah. We're going to get one now.
So thank you all for watching and listening. F it, guys.
We've loved every minute of it. Join us next time and make sure that you follow us on all our socials, which is F it with Fran and Elma. And make sure that you subscribe so you do not miss out.